My spirit told me that Alexis Bannerman has something special to share with us. So first up on the open mic, Alexis.
Eat God, vomit man.
Sorry.
Eat God, scat man. Jerry Adams, eating an ice cream cone in hell. Dee Higgins, next to be eaten, all's going well. Eat the men who make themselves gods, and scat out the humble artist, the dirty sods. Goya does well, but Damien Hirst just can't tell that he too is in this dirt pile, that he too is in hell. Medusa on the menopause. Only angry women can scare the devil back into hell, so they say. So, Mad Meg, Goya's girls, spit, spit, scrub, scrub, the Medusa on the menopause, the monstrous and the unholy, only the women with the real cause. Pantygate. They persecuted her. The whole thing was ironic. Establishment homophobes, snakes to the lacunic, making money from the hypocrisy. Fuck their hypocrisy. She looks great. Colossus. We are really overshadowed by our past. The colossus of art history looms, the ultimate of elephants in the rooms of our weedy minds. Potato Rebellion. Humor is up against the wall, and I hope this appalls Spain. The sleep of reason produces contemporary art. We see an elf sit on food and fart. America hates me, and I hate them. The Vatican impaled men up their arse. Marina eats an onion, it's her job. Stellark, with an ear in his arm, Gottfried Hallnwey clamps his face. Another tries to replace his stomach. Ditto wanks under them all. You see, madness does not care that it is afraid, so it does not run from truth. Dionysus told me so. Dionysus told me so under Apollo's roof. Final one. Queen Kong. Watch what you say, Nietzsche. Look to the skies. You see these nasty women? We will rise. If you want to see these drawings in the flesh, that you're all invited. There's the degree show. I'm in my final year in Crawford, and we're having the degree show on Friday. There's lots of booze and snacks. And it's going to be on at 6 o'clock in Crawford. I'm on the first floor. I'd love to see you there. I'll be there. So I'll post it up. And yeah, thank you. It starts at 6, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Alexis. Next up on the open mic is Ali Brack.
This is a poem about the repetitious nature of trying, an infant proverb. There is a Dickinsonian funeral, a feral scratching in my brain. It is singular and both plural, undulating plain, lurid clouds of wet pain. There is an infant proverb, one learned recited toddler, that what is on reverb, echoing in further suckings on the server. There is a coarse distinction, one of complicated mess, a singing stir of stark inflection, one built on more of less, a nude adorned dress. I hang on her every word, you are the needle, I the thread. I search with blinding hand hoard, a fingernail instead, a battery for a head. I am tiring of desired sleep, of steps upon the staircase. I am tiring of tiring sweep, no banister to face, no signify embrace. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Next up, Charles Flagg.
Bank holiday, I'm therefore allowed to read anything I like. And I just happened to have this poem by Michael Longley, who has a new volume coming out at the moment. And we have to regard him highly anyway, I suppose. Barren Prayer, Michael Longley, 1992. Irish Times, April the 11th, 1992. Warren Prayer. In one brake, blackthorn and spindle, bloody Cranesville and Madder lifted up by the blackthorn into daylight, protect the barn, Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks. Above the pavement and the stone brambles procession, scarlet lanterns on the gelder, while the Gelder Rose begins to glow, protect the barn, Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks. Spring gentians and ladies' bedstraw embroider your frock, and your pockets are full of sloes and juniper berries, protect the barn, Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks. Let panicles of quaking grass monitor your heart beat, your reflection bloom like mudwort in a puddle, protect the barn, Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks. Sea lavender and Irish eye bright at Paul Sollock, on blackhead saxifrage and mountain everlasting, protect the barn, Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks. Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks, protect the barn, because we too shall die. If we let the wildflowers die, protect the barn, Our Lady of the Fertile Rocks.
From our good charity. Next up we have Bernadette Gallagher.
Just spend a few few days down at the Listowel Writers Festival, and I got inspiration to write this. First time I cut my teeth. First time I peed alone. First time I wrote a poem. First time I left home. First time I made love. First time I did miscarry. First time I gave birth. First time I climbed a mountain. First time I cycled 100 miles. First time I ran a marathon. First time I saw a corpse. First time I sowed some seed. First time I dug potatoes. First time I had a swing. First time I fell from my bike. First time I drove a car. First time I changed a nappy. First time I danced a jig. First time I learned to sign. First time I met a stranger. First time I went online. First time I milked a cow. First time I went abroad. First time I swam in the sea. First time I walked in the dark. First time I ran in the park. First time I went to Listowel. First time I met Gabriel Fitzmaurice. First time I saw it rain. First time I closed my eyes.
Bernadette. Next up, Jonah John. First time.
So, that works too.
Yes.
This is the poem from earlier that I didn't finish in time, but then I still want to read it just because, why not?
Hey. Yeah.
So, out by the water, the sun burning bright, the water metallic, I soaked up the light. But out on the water, I couldn't discern. There was a strange creature that brought me concern. For this creature I saw had a bill, I'm sure, and it also had a thick coat of fur. My mind's gears wheeling, as it stretched out its arm, it was waving at me. It meant me no harm.
Thank you, Jenna. Next up we have Marcel Kroner.
So this poem is still warm. It was written yesterday. I was influenced by the exhibition about the city on the sea and the St. Peter's Church. And I thought I need to write a poem about the River Lee. It's called In Solitude or Love the Lee. Everything flows while water composeth the universe, falling from heaven in order to resurrect with passion again. A pulse circulating between air and earth, knowing how premature's conquerors need to breathe and to be fed. Hence, they conquered you from the sea, drifting with famished wooden bellies, and collided with your stream, which, previously unnamed, was rebellious and self-willed, floating its way in solitude. Only they transformed your physical wisdom into a ruled but disobedient river. early. Men followed the course you had long before determined. Street of marches, bounded by hills of the great rebel island. Now you look different from the past, and sometimes your outreach is an outcry towards the truth of human spirit. Please note the civilians' poetic license for the river they love and embrace. Tunes are still written for recovery, that your landscape will hum as long as it has breath to do so, alongside the passage of time when our successors find the better way to walk on earth.
Wunderbar, Marcel. Dankeschön. Next talk we have... Oh yeah, number 7, Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Michael. This is called a renowned black jacket. Some rigor mortis warms the body, and overdose of salt will get the better of you. Store with expense, covering all sins, a bargain work hitting criteria. A portmanteau of sorts doing the job, a surfeit of pockets to hide one's glories, fashion statement to warn our purpose, not penciling in a hope of salvation. Hollow of cheek as if it shot its target, and took a mess of desires for its redemption. Sheltering in winter, a private joke. Sunlight's ticking to eternal high. Withdrawing into oneself, seeking solace, embracing doom in a half-finished romance, kissing to be grateful, grubbiness aside, charged with massacres reach them so. The heat is on, parsimonies permitting, longing for periods scaling the heights of a delicious starvation, stick as you will, to warrant solutions and affordable justice. Spent drink cans, population dusky corner. Taking time while drunk is too much to ask. Gratified skeletons littered townscape. Healing, eating bones like a born right. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Mary.
Thank you, Michelle. This is a poem about loss. There's an epigram by Alphonse de Lamartine, so it's called Now I Know. And the translation of the French is, one person is missing and the whole world is devastated, is a desert. Now I know. Un seul être vous manque, et tout est dépeuplé. I thought I'd be transformed in this hidden place of peace, that the carapace I hide behind would gently fall away, leaving a creature smitten by the stillness of the lake. The softness that I seek is out of reach. I hear birds welcoming the day, walk down winding paths, watch clouds like fraying strands of wool push through the quivering air and stay dispassionate and cold. Bewildered by my pitiful response, I wonder what I lack. Remember then that time in France we walked through stubbled fields, uninteresting and flat, yet found enchantment there in every step. Thrown into new surroundings, I learn again the lesson of your loss. By your side, the dullest landscape flared alive. Without you, beauty fills me with unease. Eyes may look, but it's the heart that sees.
Murphy.
This is based on a long essay by Harold Bloom, and I apologize for how long it is, so just settle back. It's called The Anxiety of Influence. It's... you cunt.
Thank you, sir. Next up, Dean.
This is going to seem awfully heavy after that, too, isn't it? It's called Overdose. I'm sorry. When we discovered her head shaved, she wasn't even herself. Some burnt nerves wrapped in an afghan rolled on her right side, her back to the paling window like a bather's, turned to the photographic flash of a wave. She beached up here on the ice of the bathroom tiles, stranger than pumpernickel. Have you ever googled golden seal? Said to staunch bleeding, and once taught, falsely, to disguise drug use in the urine. Your search also yields orange root and yellow cocoon. I love a tangent, something to carry the bitter pharmaceutical bloom through those inscrutable back streets and flea markets in the psyche, those parts I can't stand. There I know her eye is not the blue of cornflowers or kingfishers, but sky trapped in the windows of a clinic. I can imagine her ear, a soft, translucent mushroom growing in the earth. Her finger, tongue. The greed of dead people, though, wanting to be all things. Erratic candlelight, a flash of robin, a song. If I were to put on that old collegiate winter coat and walk, now I'll keep seeing her, though never again. My hands could leave the pockets bottomless, which is to say I could fit a grown rat inside, like the one we fed delicious cheese and strychnine, though morning left no corpse, and I still hear him scratching. Watch me drag a comb across the shitty, rigid fur, hold him down, and there's nowhere we couldn't go together. Maybe you don't know. This is my hand, my fingers twisting the long pink rosary of tail all through our conversation. Duchamp's last painting, is it? With the guilty peepholes. I could carry him this close. Nobody would even know.
Philippe Spillane is next.
So I got some poems from Rumi, who's a famous poet, Persian poet, and this is actually a birthday present, but might as well just take advantage of this lovely book, this lovely piece of poetry, and just read it out, because Rumi is an amazing poet. He just brightens up your day every time you read his poetry. So I'm going to read three of them because they're really short. Just very random. Come, come, do you hear the music? The sema has begun. Go away, I'm ill, I said. Oh, stop complaining, he pulled my ear. Come and see how both worlds are dancing. There was a way from your heart to mine, and my heart knows it, because it is clean and pure like water. When the water is still like a mirror, it can behold the moon. Your charm lured me to edge of madness. I've lost my composure. Humbled, I was sent away. Then you touched my heart, transformed, and shaped me into what you fancied. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Philip. Next up, we have Rob Arkart.
Ooh. 4-4.
On the way to this convocation, we stopped at the motorway service station. There we found a multitude, no lie. I put my money in the crack. I got my electronic feedback telling me stuff about my life, no lie. Said you're a crusty, you are bad. Grow up, stop acting like a little lad. I've done your cat the right way around, don't tell lies. Set equal rights for responsibilities. Know yourself and your capabilities. Act like a model for the youth. Don't tell lies. Said take this message to the convocation. Shout it out, give a demonstration. Speak out, be a mouth for truth. Don't tell lies. No, don't tell lies. No, don't tell lies.
That was Rabbi Arthur. Thank you very much.
Next up, Kieran.
I thought it felt like bliss when it happened, the first time it happened, and every happening since has filled me with fear. I thought I felt your kiss the moment hers pressed mine, until the lipstick began to smear. I thought when I was stained in red lipstick, you'd have the decency not to sneer. I thought of phantom allergies before I convicted the cause of the tear. And she's still here. I know it. I can feel the wheel she steers. I've seen portraits of the landscapes her mind chose to revere and gave praise to in its thought, but could not vocalize. So second takes top prize in a duel of untold truths and inhabited lies. The eyes were always the first and last thing to communicate, really.
Next up, Rosie. Rosie O'Regan.
This is a stolen poem, and I stole it from Shakespeare for the bees, so I think he might let me off. We'll see. To be or not to bumble, that is the question. Weather is nobler when the wind does sustain the wings and hedgerows of natural fortune. For to stake swarms against a cloud of poisons is to oppose ourselves. To die, to sleep no more. And by a bee to say we end the heartbeat and the thousand natural flocks that life is heir to, 'tis an aberration devoutly to be missed. To die, to sleep, but to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the buzz. For if we dream for bees, what honey may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There is the respect that gives serenity to lasting life. For if the last bee buzzes, we are all stung.
Thank you, Rosie. And thank you, everyone. Last on the open mic is a Nobel Prize recipient in literature, Wisława Szymborska, performed by myself. The poem's called Nothing Twice. Nothing can ever happen twice. In consequence, The sorry fact is that we arrive here improvised and leave without the chance to practice. Even if there is no one dumber, if you're the planet's biggest dunce, you can't repeat the class in summer. This course is only offered once. No day repeats yesterday. No two nights will teach what bliss is with exactly, in exactly the same way, with exactly the same kisses. One day, perhaps some idle tongue mentions your name by accident. I feel as if a rose were flung into the room, all hue and scent. The next day, though, you're here with me. I can't help looking at the clock. A rose? A rose? What could that be? Is it a flower or a rock? Why do we treat a fleeting day with so much needless fear and sorrow? It's in its nature not to stay. Today is always gone tomorrow. With smiles and kisses we prefer to seek accord beneath our star. Although with different we concur, just as two drops of water are. Shit.